for patients in Champaign-Urbana, Charleston, Mattoon, Danville, and Effingham. There are no substitutes for donated blood. Blood donation takes 45 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
Another sunny day, high 85. Meteorologist Ed Kieser will have details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. It will be up to Governor Rod Blagojevich to decide if his budget cuts are restored. The Illinois Senate yesterday followed the House's lead and sent Blagojevich an emergency budget plan worth $200 million. The funding could prevent layoffs at state agencies, closing of state parks and historic sites that have already been announced. It would also cover money the governor took from substance abuse treatment, the developmentally disabled, and other social service areas. While voting for the budget plan, many lawmakers took aim at the governor. Democratic Senator Martin Sandoval echoed the recent comments of Chicago's mayor when it comes to Blagojevich.
The man has gone cuckoo, if not schizophrenic, because he has put in harm's way real people.
The administration won't commit to the plan. A Blagojevich spokesman says it's under review, but added there could be unidentified technical problems. Lawmakers used a controversial method of rating dedicated state accounts to come up with the money. And we'll have more on the legislature's decision to restore those funds to various areas coming up in just over 10 minutes from now. Former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar says an ethics package approved by lawmakers this week is likely more window dressing than anything else. Edgar says he hopes it's a first step, but adds those running for state office can find ways around on limits to direct contributions through their state party.
The Speaker of the House can take the money, and he could give it to his daughter, the Attorney General, who's running for governor. So, again, I'm not sure this really solves what they said they were getting at. But I think this underscores anytime you start putting limits on campaign funding, there's always loopholes.
Edgar says the ethics measure is more about perception than reality. The Republican former governor says he's failed to see a limit on campaign funds that really works, even at the federal level. But Edgar says another problem stems from the law. He says as long as the Supreme Court dictates that candidates with lots of money can spend any amount on their campaign, there will be an uneven playing field. Republican Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels and Democratic challenger Jill Long Thompson sparred over education and privatization during their second of three debates before the election. Libertarian Andrew Horning also took part in the hour-long event last night at the Jasper Arts Center in Jasper. One key dispute between Daniels and Long Thompson was over leasing the state lottery to help pay for higher education. Daniels says that's one option to pay for a proposed program that would provide college scholarships to students whose families earn less than $60,000. Long Thompson says leasing the lottery is one thing she wouldn't do. She wants to expand the existing 21st Century Scholars Program, which provides financial aid to lower-income students who meet certain grade requirements. The third and final scheduled debate between the Indiana gubernatorial candidates is set for October 14th at Indiana University's Bloomington campus. The Champaign City Council says it wants eco-friendly buildings at the Curtis Road interchange, but it doesn't know how to best encourage builders to go green. During a study session yesterday, the city council told staff to continue work on guidelines for eco-friendly buildings at the 640-acre development site surrounding the new interchange. Council members discussed options to give companies incentives like tax cuts for erecting buildings that meet the so-called LEED standards from the nonprofit U.S. Green Building Council. Several council members questioned why the proposal based incentives on a LEED designation. University of Illinois Assistant Urban and Regional Planning Professor Brian Deal told the council the system as the industry standard.
Most municipalities, a lot of them across the country, are starting to adopt these standards just because they make sense. And once they become standard, then the industry evolves around them. It becomes just the way that you do business in this place.
At large, council member Tom Bruno says the council didn't know the cost of potential certification programs, so he can't say whether the city should use the LEED system over another organization's program or if the city should certify buildings itself. City officials say that construction costs for green buildings are comparable to those of traditionally built structures. Champaign's railroad crossing at State Street between Tremont and Maple Streets will be closed for repairs tomorrow. The Norfolk Southern Railroad says the work is necessary after damage caused by the recent derailment at that location. Southbound lanes will be closed for a day. The crossing is expected to reopen by Friday. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Sesame Street will turn 40 a year from November.
Okay. On that. You looked it up.
Started in 1969 in November, so there you go.
All right.
Hey, today, something interesting over in Indianapolis, and I think it'd be 10:30 local time there, so what's that, 9:30 our time?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to deflate the RCA Dome, you know, the roof, the inflatable thing where the Colts have played. Now they move to Lucas Oil Stadium, so they're going to pull the plug on that balloon and let the air out. That'd be kind of, well, actually, what they do is they just turn the fans off. It's not really, you know, blown up and sealed. It's, they got the, you know, it's like those big things you see at the car sales and stuff where they have the big inflatable person or the inflatable bouncy thing. So they'll do that this morning if you happen to be over there. That'd be cool to see.
And then it's my understanding they are going to act.